Welcome back to Giants Chronicles, Ernie Accorsi, presented by New York Presbyterian. After 8 years with the Cleveland Browns, Ernie Accorsi would join the Giants in 1994 as an assistant to his old friend, General Manager George Young.
George and I were so close, we would talk on the phone 3 or 4 nights a week. And we were together in Baltimore. We stayed close. He was probably my best friend in football. He offered me peanuts at first. I had to battle him for a few more dollars because coming to New York. Actually, it was the most fortunate thing I ever did in my life.
With his protege by his side, Young and Accorsi would build the Giants back into playoff contenders. And in 1997, Big Blue won the NFC East divisional crown with a memorable victory at Giants Stadium.
I remember that game so well because we beat the Redskins, and he says, this game was important to me in more ways than one. And he walked out the tunnel, went out and sat on the bench. George was not a man of few words and not demonstrative, but when he was emotional about something, I mean, you felt it. It was really a touching moment.
George Young resigned at season's end, handing over the reins to his longtime assistant.
To be able to succeed him was, first of all, on paper, you don't want to succeed a guy like George Young, right?
Right.
I mean, it's like succeeding DiMaggio. But the emotional part about it, and I remember when he introduced me, he said, Ernie and I started together, which we did. I mean, George and I were close.
Accorsi's first big move for the Giants came in 1999 when he acquired the controversial Kerry Collins.
You knew the quarterback situation.
Right.
Right. So it was Dave Brown, then it was Danny Cannell. Kent Graham's the guy that threw the pass to Toomer in 98.
Right.
Like most franchises, you're searching for next. Sims is gone. He's your Super Bowl winning quarterback. You know the importance of the quarterback. The Penn State ties, too. Everything with you is kind of intertwined, isn't it? What gave you the conviction to make the move for Kerry Collins, and how hard was it selling it?
I had complete support on Kerry Collins and backing. And Wellington loved Kerry. Where the Penn State connection came in, it's because the head coach that coached him is the same guy I worked for. I mean, I obviously learned everything that I ever learned in the beginning of my football career from Joe Paterno. And Paterno swore by the guy. He said he got off the track. He got money in his pocket. He was on his own for the first time, blah, blah, blah. Now, I grew up in Hershey. He grew up in Lebanon, which was 12 miles away. I mean, I knew all the high school coaches. I mean, he ate pizza at the same place I ate pizza. I mean, he's much younger than me, but he couldn't hide from me. And we had to get a quarterback with talent who we had a chance to win with. We had to. I mean, you can't compete without him. It's just not going to happen. So I had a fateful meeting with him, and I said, you will find out that the one pro football franchise that'll be the closest to the environment that you had in college was here. This will give you the best chance of success. And I will say this, he never slipped up. He did a great job for us, and he became a good teammate pretty quick. He won over the locker room.
All right, John.
Yeah, thanks.
Did you get the message from Joe?
I did.
Yeah,
I did.
In fact, he may come.
Oh, great.
I invited him.
Great. That's great.
Just the fact that they gave me the opportunity that they gave me, which at that time wasn't a very popular decision, was something that I was very appreciative of. And Ernie Accorsi, Jim Fossil, they saw something in me that they believed in and wanted to be a part of what they were doing. And it meant a lot to me. It still means a lot to me to this day.
With Accorsi's guidance, Collins' career would be revived in New York. And in 2000, he threw for over 3,600 yards and 22 touchdowns, leading the Giants to their first NFC championship in 10 years, where he put on an aerial assault versus the Vikings, throwing 5 touchdowns.
Collins back, steps up over the middle, and he's got a man. It's to Hilliard to the 5 touchdown! 46 yards down the left side! I want to be like Ike, he's got 6! Collins takes the snap, fakes the handoff, looking, throwing down the right side, and he's got Camilla, touchdown! Oh, what a play by Collins!
The final score, the Giants 41, the Vikings nothing. Super Bowl, here we come.
Great job, thank you. Unbelievable, thanks for everything. Hey, put it on your shoulder, you get it right on through there.
Yeah, he was good enough to get us out of the doldrums. I mean, we got to the Super Bowl with him.
Yeah, I mean, you get to the Super Bowl, he has one of the greatest win in New York Giants history in Giants Stadium, in the actual stadium, was the 41-0 win over the Minnesota Vikings. I don't think anyone will dispute that. That was a tremendously sweet win for Wellington Mara, wasn't it?
Yeah, it was. That was a big day for him, for Wellington.
Stay tuned for more Giants Chronicles. Ernie Accorsi, presented by New York Presbyterian.